1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour today, this final half hour of hour number three here on Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Your DefendingFathers.com website. This segment brought to you again by the extended Black Friday sale that Missy's doing for MyPure Health Solutions weight loss and health restoration program. $500 off if you simply go to the website and schedule a phone consultation. You don't pay anything for the phone consultation. It's free. Completely free. Okay, now, you do this before Friday. You just schedule it. You get $500 off when you decide that you want to buy the program, start your fat burning next year, January, whatever. It doesn't matter when you want to start. You basically absolutely get this discount. You also get stem cell patches to help you start rebuilding your stem cells. And you get this unbelievable price. So you have to understand that this is something that people will take advantage of one time. That's it. You get one bite at this apple, this discount, this program. That's it. But you got to do it before 5 p.m. on Friday. So text me, Missy, and I'll text you all the information. Free phone consultation, $500 off the program if and when you decide to invest in yourself to get healthy starting in 2025. She doesn't want anybody starting the program before Christmas, before New Year's parties. Enjoy yourself. Hit the ground running in January 2nd, January 15th, whenever you want. Heck, you can even do it after the Super Bowl in February. So, whatever you guys decide, but I want you to take advantage of it. One last thing I want to talk about today's show, about this lame duck session. People said they've contacted their state reps, Republicans. There's nothing they can do. That's right, because they're in the minority. Absolutely correct. Democrats won't even allow them to have any amendments on any of these bills. Well, absolutely true. But
they're in Lansing, and gay, absolutely a gay man, State Representative Noah Arbey, Democrat from West Bloomfield, is pushing a bill that he wants taken up in the lame duck session, or he may not vote on any of the other bills they're trying to ram through. He made quote of the day yesterday by MERS News Service, and this is what he said. I would guess that 99% of adult Michiganders are guilty of this crime. What crime is he talking about? State Representative Nara Arbeit, Democrat of West Bloomfield, I believe he's actually a freshman. I think this is his first term. He may have just gotten reelected. While testifying in front of the House Criminal Justice Committee yesterday on the state's zombie sodomy law, which defines sodomy as crimes against nature, which includes any sex that does not intend to or cannot lead to procreation, making of a baby. 99% of adult Michiganders are guilty of this crime. Where does this young gay man get his math from? Yes, we have laws on the books in the state of Michigan. They've been there forever. That it is a crime to have any form of sex that does not intend to or cannot lead to procreation. It's on the books. He's saying that if they don't repeal this law, because basically right now, him being a gay man, I don't know if he's married to another man or not, is guilty of this crime. 99% of adult Michiganders, you're an idiot. Where are you getting that math from? As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet, based on the fact that gay population, lesbian population, represents transgender, LGBTQXYZ, represents less than 10% of our population. I don't know exactly what the number is, but I know it's definitely below 10%. I think it was studies here was in Michigan, 3 to 5% of the population. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care what people do when they take their pants off. Government should not be involved in this. But it has been for decades. Because we have a sodomy law. So I got a very simple question. Why is that law still on the books when we acknowledge gay marriage? What? Why? Oh, that's right. You know why? Because gay marriage isn't a law. Gay marriage was a Supreme Court decision from Washington, D.C. that said four states, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, had it in their state constitutions. Gary Glenn, may he rest in peace, patriot brother, loved him to death. Through his organization at the time, put a ballot initiative together, put it on the ballot, and the people of the state of Michigan voted to put it into our state constitution, marriage defined as between a man and a woman. Period. That was his synopsis paragraph. That is what the statute, which got voted on and amended our state constitution, said. Michigan, state of Michigan, marriage shall be defined as between a man and a woman, period. Michigan had it, Ohio had it, Kentucky had it, Tennessee had it. Dana Nessel's law firm that she worked at prior to becoming the attorney general took up a lawsuit by a lesbian couple, the Obergefell decision. It went through the state courts here in Michigan. Of course, Dana Nessel's law firm representing the lesbians put it through the Michigan state courts, took it to the Michigan Supreme Court, and took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, where they there, I believe it was 2015, or 20, no, it may have been 2014. 2014, I'm not sure when it was. It's almost a decade now. The United States Supreme Court ruled gay marriage was the law of the land. Well, that's what Governor Rick Snyder said that day. That's what Attorney General Bill Schuette said that day. Well, Supreme Court made an opinion. They made a ruling. Gay marriage is now the law of the land. No, it's not. It's in our state constitution. The Supreme Court cannot make it the law of the land. What they can say is our amendment to the Constitution, defining marriage between a man and a woman, is the way it is in Michigan. They can say that that amendment is unconstitutional. What should have happened was the state reps and the state senators and Governor Rick Snyder should have passed a new law using the Supreme Court's decision, opinion, as a guide to how to write the law defining marriage in the state of Michigan. They pass it, they sign it into law. If you wanted to codify the United States Supreme Court's decision, opinion, you could have then put it on the ballot for the people of the state of Michigan to vote on it. Should gay marriage be allowed in the state of Michigan? Yes or no? Well, that's completely different than Gary Glenn's constitutional amendment, which defined marriage between a man and a woman. Should gay marriage be allowed in the state of Michigan? It's a different language, it's different wording, it's different meaning. Because what you're doing is taking the Supreme Court's decision, opinion, and turning it into a law or possibly a constitutional amendment. Then they would have to hear that case all over again. Well, guess what? Snyder and Bill Schuette, the attorney general at the time, didn't do it. Vicky confronted Bill Schuette that week. We were at one of his fundraisers for something over at Chateau Grand Traverse Winery, Ed O'Keefe's place in Traverse City. Vicky got right into Schuette's face. Said the Supreme Court decision, opinion, is not the law of the land. Why did you say it was? You know what Bill Schuette did? He turned and walked away from Vicky. Wouldn't even answer her question. The little chicken crap man walked away. She was ticked off. I was ticked off. He refused to answer the question that she posed. You're the Attorney General of the state of Michigan, sir. You're the top law enforcement officer of our state, and you're going to accept it as being the law of the land, an opinion from the United States Supreme Court? Shame on you. And he walked away. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got so many text messages on that last rant, I can't possibly get to all of them. Let's see if this is part of it. Oh, talking about the Ask My Techs, I missed a portion of the last segment. This comes from Kristen Marcus, the former Antrim County Commissioner and candidate for the State House. But during our interview with Senator Runstad, he said he would absolutely sign on to having the Michigan GOP initiate support and promote the Ask My Tax initiative. Okay, during whose interview? Who did the interview with Runstad? I know that there's potentially a governor candidate that is going to be supportive of it as well. Let's see. Jake, okay, I understand. Trucker, I love you, but as a lifelong 53-year resident of Emmett County and Chippewa County since 1993, I don't want downstaters up here. Where did you come from? Lifelong resident since 1993, Chippewa County. Okay. So you were, let's get this straight, Emmett County and then moved to Chippewa County in the UP in 1993. They have immensely changed our culture of the North and our landscape. I agree with lower taxes, prefer no taxes, but we, all my family, wife's family, Italian Hall members, don't want any more downstaters up here. Keep up the good work. Well, not all downstaters are bad. I came from downstate. I wasn't born here. I was born and raised in Macomb County. I went to Utica Community Schools. I lived in southeastern Michigan. I went to Michigan State, started a business, started a family. I wouldn't be here. I know many other patriots that listen to this show that are probably your neighbor in Chippewa or from downstate. So, sorry, not buying your text message. One thing you have to understand, this is a process. You have got to win the arguments with these downstaters. When they come from Ann Arbor or Chicago or wherever they're coming from, you need to win the debate. You need to tell them, this is our tradition, this is our way of life up here, and sorry, we're not interested in any of your downstate politics or policies. You chose to move up here for a reason. This is who we are. We're not going to adapt. We're not going to change our way of life to accommodate you. If you don't like it, don't buy a retirement home up here. Don't buy a cottage up here. You can buy them somewhere else. You don't have to buy them up here in northern Michigan. So that's my counter to your statement. Downstate Kim. I'm not going to get into that. That text is way too long. Okay. Let's see. Next one. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have him on the show. Okay, the first congressional district interviewed Senator Rundstedt. Of course, he's a candidate running for Michigan GOP chair. I know that. Mike Farage is running. Others are looking at doing it. I believe Michon Maddock has already announced. I'm hearing rumors that Bill Schuette may try to run for it. We're going to pour gas on that campaign. That's not going to happen. So, yeah, we'll discuss it. As a matter of fact, I reached out to Jim, texted him a couple times yesterday. He's so busy with this stupid lame duck session, he couldn't do an interview. I wanted to record it and be able to play it for you guys. He's too busy, he can't even do that right now. One of the things that we do is we look at this entire process. What's going on in the lame duck? What are we doing next year? It's going to require about $500 participation fee. That's what I'm calling this. You're needing to set aside about $500 in a savings account, in a coffee can, under your mattress. You need $500 somewhere. Because when we have events this year, it looks like going prices for things are going to be about $50 an event. Reagan Day dinners, Lincoln Day dinners, the fourth Saturday in August to come to our fun shoot, Pig Roast here in Antrim County in Central Lake, August 23rd, 2025. You're going to need $50. You need to join your county party, $50. You need to do this. One thing you have to understand, this is going to be a year of us getting involved and getting educated, ready for 2026. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this